New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, this is Nick Chubb. Thanks for listening to the Dogs of War podcast.
I'm Joe Thomas, and you're listening to the Dogs of War podcast.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole.
The I rage quit today.
Rage quit what?
My internet service provider.
Oh.
It went out. My Wi-Fi went out 4 times during a webinar I was hosting for 30 clients of ours today. Shout out my team for backing me up. So I rage quit right after, and we get AT&T fiber tomorrow.
Nice. I almost rage quit the Browns on Sunday.
When you have a game like that on Sunday, these are the little victories that you look to. That's why I'm celebrating a new Wi-Fi provider now because of that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The Dogs of War podcast, the number one Browns podcast on the planet. You got Kevin.
And Raleigh.
And?
Paige.
Paige is here.
Baby Paige.
Baby Paige is in the house. Big old bottle over there. Paige, we were doing the same thing on Sunday where your father and I and a couple of our friends, shout out Dennis and Jimmy, went out to watch the Browns game on Sunday in which we lost 21-15 to the New York Giants. Raleigh, this whole 1-2 thing is knocking on the door of a lost season. Let's just get right to it. We're not going to sugarcoat it. We give you guys the real deal here.
Yeah.
Is it over? Hell no. It's 3 games into the season, and that's going to be what I say for a lot of things here today.
It feels more over than normal when it's 1-2.
It feels like we lost by 50 and that we're like 0-6 right now. Correct. Now, just to get right into it, I'm not putting even a majority of the blame on Deshaun for that game. Yeah, there are some things that he wants back and blah, 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 but it was just a disaster all around. I don't even want to read the offensive line rotation we had towards the end of the game. It's going to make me mad again. But when you lose 3-0 linemen, when your center has to switch over and play guard, when your guard has to switch over and play tackle, it wasn't that bad, actually, if you look at those plays. But anyway, I don't know what that noise was. Just a complete disaster of a game. 21-15, it felt a lot worse than that. Let me go with where I'm at with Deshaun right now, because that's the hottest topic right now, of course, everywhere. Headlines. Do I think it is impossible for... Let me even back up even further. I'm going to cheer and support who the quarterback is for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, we serve the office.
I want him to be the greatest quarterback in the league, no matter who it is. Do I think it's impossible for Deshaun to regain that 2020 form where he led the league in passing, was 3-time Pro Bowler? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not ready to put the bow on his potential by any means yet. But here's what I'm not willing to do. I'm not willing to waste the prime years of Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, Denzel Ward, David Njoku, Wyatt Teller, Amari Cooper, et cetera, et cetera. I know we get pissed and I know you get mad at it. I get kind of mad at it when I say, you know, this roster on paper is the best and we've ever had and blah, blah, blah. The fact is we have all these guys locked and loaded after many years of hell and turmoil. And the focus needs to be winning football games, not praying to God that Deshaun can come out and be what he once was. I'm not ready to be like, oh, throw in Jameis or throw in DTR or whatever. But we're getting to that point.
Yeah, I'm not.
We're not far away.
I think people do need to understand that when you put in Jameis, it is done. Like, it is. There is no going back from that unless. And don't get me wrong, I'm close to it. But.
It's only three. I said it again. We're only three games in. I'm not there yet, but after four, at worst five games, and there's nothing really happening, you can't throw the whole season away praying that the QB comes back.
Here's my pie in the sky hope fan theory, fan fiction, whatever you want to call it. First off, shout out to Jaden Daniels and the Washington football team for beating the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincy, and the Bengals are 0-3, which is pretty much the silver lining we have, even though I think they look much better and more complete
pros
than
and cons.
A team than me. Jaden Daniels, they kept showing the stat of like the most first downs rushed by like any quarterback, and like number one by a rookie quarterback and number one by a lot was RG3. And I'm like, I don't know if you guys want to keep bringing him up because he got hurt pretty quick. And that's kind of the downside of the mobile quarterback. They can be, if they have the arm, if they have the speed, they're a two-prong attack. Problem is, in the NFL, you're getting hit by gladiators nonstop, and you should be up. We're gladiators. You should be a finely tuned Ferrari, and if you don't have the ability to throw anymore or you lose the ability to run, it's much steeper of a drop-off than, I don't know, a Stafford year 38 type drop-off, so to speak. Or 38 years old. What I'm getting at is mobile quarterbacks, they make me uncomfortable from the perspective of, is it going to be able to last long term? Because there's probably going to be a steep drop off. I think what they should do, Kevin, is turn Deshaun Watson into an absolute mobile quarterback and run this bitch into the ground and figure it out, because we have nothing to lose. You do not have the rest of the season to figure it out. And yeah, was the whole game Deshaun Watson's fault? No. Did he look like somebody that's worth $230 million? No. He's looked like that for one half of the Ravens game last year before he got hurt for the rest of the season. They need to hit the nitro. Him and Kevin Stefanski need to figure it out. Yeah, is it Deshaun Watson's fault entirely? No. But he looks terrible, and we need to see some adjustments, because even the plays that looked good, I tweeted this. Hate talking about my posts and tweets, but I got so insanely jealous watching primetime football, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Commanders, and seeing their teams run offensive plays that just look so smooth and so in rhythm and so in tune. Whereas even the Browns, when it's like a play that's successful, it looks like it was a mistake. It looks so choppy and brutal.
That reminds me of something I was going to say. I haven't figured out this offense yet. Clearly, the Browns haven't. But, I mean, I have not. There's never been a flow. There's never been any kind of identity to this offense yet. Every series just looks like an absolute mess. And I will say, granted, the line is clearly banged up. We lost three O-linemen in that game. I think two on one play. Jed came back, had a cup of coffee, got hurt. Wyatt's now out on IR for 4 weeks. Rest up, big guy. Get better. Deshaun was sacked 8 times on Sunday. He's been hit over 40. He's been sacked like 1,000 times this year. Let's try to get some good news out of this here on PFF. Right now. Ooh, oh, big cough.
Paige just coughed and farted at the same time.
That's pretty good. There you go. There you go, Paige.
She hates this team.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Don't you, baby. Overall, out of 32 teams, we are the 21st team. Now, is that good? Absolutely not. I thought we'd be like 29-30. Overall, when you put defense and offense together, we're 21. Bad news, we are number 31 overall in offense right now. Folks, some stats, some articles, some websites, I'm not a statistician, I'm not an analyst, they have this current Browns offense as being literally worse than 0-16 and maybe the worst since we came back in 99. Now, a little more good news, our defense is number 5 overall in the league. They're trying to hold up their end of the bargain. The second half of that disaster on Sunday, they pitched a shutout. Remember, it was 21-3 going in the half. Final score was 21-15, so shout out to the defense. We're trying here, folks. Remember the last week on the podcast, we talked about we're not worried about Amari yet, and he came out and proved exactly what everyone's been saying, including the players. It's Amari Cooper. He's going to be just fine. And he looked like Amari on Sunday. That was a positive. So now that the good news is out of the way, we should have ended with that. Oh, well. A couple more things. And this is not a anti-Deshaun thing right here. I'm just going to come out and say it. We had 3 chances to take the lead in the fourth quarter. That went fumble, turnover on downs, turnover on downs. That's absurd. I believe we, if not this year, at least the last few years, have like the worst first down success rate percentage there is. Like, we just don't do anything on first down and have it for a while. It's one of the reasons they wanted to bring in Dorsey and try something new. Side note, again, I'm not out on Dorsey. I need this to work. We're 3 games in. I'm just throwing some things out here. Since the Bills fired Ken Dorsey, their offensive coordinator, they are 8-1. And the Browns are 1-2.
Why did the Browns hire a guy that was fired halfway through midseason? I guess the mindset was like, oh, he's good at helping mobile quarterbacks find their stride. And I'm like, well, I like that idea, but right now the Browns look like the worst offensive unit they've had since the return of the franchise.
Well, right now that's true. That's literally true. Like,
Stefanski has to give up play calling. He has to, because we've said this. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast. We've probably said it on the podcast. Here's the thing. People look at the argument of Stefanski calling plays as, oh, he's good at it. And then other people say, oh, he's not good at it. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. there is so much shit that is wrong with this team right now where I want the play caller to be focused on calling plays, focused on adjusting plays, focused on looking at the iPad between series. I want him to be studying how he could have done a better job of calling plays. I want that to be his number one job as a play caller. I don't want that same guy being the head coach and see what it is you're missing, because this team on the offensive side of the ball, you're supposed to be an offensive guru. They look like lost little boys. And if this doesn't work out with Watson, and it looks like it's not going to work out with Watson, that's not going to go down as a really bad trade. That's going to go down as the worst trade in the history of sports, not just football, all sports.
Some pretty whack ones in baseball, but yeah, we're not far off. I'm not there yet. I love Kev. I think he's one of the best play callers in the league.
What? Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's why we get different opinions. That's why we're here. My only thing, and I'm still not screaming for him to give up play calling yet. My only where I pause and wonder is you brought in Ken Dorsey to bring in a new offense, or at least some new wrinkles to what you already have in place there. Some new ideas, some new concepts, some new plays. If I don't know how much of it is his and Stefanski's or whatever, but if it's his offense, let him call the plays. And what people don't, here's the thing. What people don't seem to understand, and what I forget a lot of the times too, is they're all in the same headset during the game. They're all in the room during the week building out the plan together. It's not like Dorsey and the rest of the offensive coaches go and hide and put together a plan, and this is for any team, not just the Browns, for the head coaches that don't call plays, and then they're just over there with their own headset and secretly doing their own thing without the head coach knowing. No. Look at all the head coaches and every team that the head coach doesn't call plays. They're on the same headset. They can override any call they want. During the week, when they're putting the game plans together, they have input and can override anything they want. So it's not like Dorsey or whoever would be calling plays would just go rogue and do whatever he wants. It's the fancy sister like a fan and watches like us. No.
He should. But go ahead.
But you know what I mean? Like, he's still going to be very, very involved if it would ever come to him giving it over to Ken Dorsey. I'm not there yet, but I just think there's always this misconception that it's when a head coach gives up play calling, it's now just the OC and his team over there secretly calling plays, you know, and hiding things from the head coach. I don't like that at all. So anyway, let's bury that game. 21-15. That just sucked. I am so sorry to your I mean, this is borderline child abuse that your daughter has to sit here and listen to this conversation right now. Good Lord.
Yeah, I got a positive.
Like, please, God.
Well, this isn't really I'm happy for the Scottish Hammer getting that win, because I think the Browns did him dirty in his final years. And
well, I mean, he stunk that last year. Shout out the Hammer. He did.
No,
I don't know if people know.
Zaber told me about what was going on with Prefer and Hammer, and Prefer just being the worst coach of all time and telling him to go against the Hammer's instincts and everything. I mean, don't get me wrong, the dropped punt was bad, but
I'm a big Prefer guy. Shout out Prefer.
They let him go, and then Stefanski called Hammer and claimed not to know what was going on. Like, I had no idea that happened. I'm like, all right, what does that say about the head coach being in tune with the situation? Conversation for a different time. The positive is that I think the Giants are a lot better than what they are perceived to be. And they were in a, we need this win almost more than the Browns did. And they played like it because they had the greatest Browns stat of all time. The previous week, they were the only team in NFL history, either in the history of the league or since like the 1920s, where they scored 3 touchdowns. They gave up 0 touchdowns the week before, scored 3, gave up 0, and lost. So that's a team that they
that's
wanted
a
to
Browns
win.
Set. You're right. No, but I got no disrespect to anyone. I just, you know, big fan of the Preefs. We're going to Vegas, Sin City, baby. There's already, I've been seeing on social media, so many Cleveland people have been there since like Monday. So it's going to be a rowdy weekend out there on the Strip. Wish I was there. Wish we were both there. We were somehow favored right after the game on Sunday, but now that line has shifted. Vegas is favored by 2 points, over under 37 points, 425 Eastern on CBS Sunday. The positives I'm looking at here is one, yeah, Gardner Minshew almost stomped all over us last year. We kind of did, but we got a little lucky there in that Colts game. It was also that Myles Garrett blocked field goal game. That was a Colts game, right? Unreal. So yeah. I'm not terrified of him or Aiden O'Connell if he comes in over Minshew. Max Crosby, one of the faces of the league, one of the craziest, most talented defensive players in the league, is very hobbled right now. I think he was in a boot at one point this week. I believe he's still playing, but we're trying here, folks. This is, and we haven't had a lot of these, at least certainly not this early in the season, maybe ever, because it's been the Browns for the last many, many years. We got to win this game. If we go 1-3, let's just keep it a buck. We're probably toast.
Yeah,
and then we have to start having some very uncomfortable conversations, we, they, and Bria.
They're already having those conversations, dude.
Probably. Probably.
I just want to see an offense that looked like it's played the game before. And, I think about...
Can we stay far away from the casinos?
I think Monday Night Football all the time. And I'm like, how come... Is it the announcers that make it different? But every time another player touches the ball that's not a Browns quarterback or a Browns offensive unit, it's like they make it look easy. And why can't we be like that sometimes?
This year, that brings up a good point. This year is the first time since pre-Baker where I'm watching, I turn on the Chiefs or... Hell, even the Vikings or the, 49ers after we play, and you're like watching a different game, a different sport, and just the flow they have going on with their offenses. I envy that very much.
Mm.
But hey, it's still the Raiders. We're not going up against the Chiefs this weekend. That'd be a lot worse, or any of the other top teams out there. Right now, as it stands. Positives. We're like the seventh seed in the wild card spot in the AFC because the whole...
That's ass. Don't even talk about that. That's...
But I'm saying that the point I'm making is we're three games in and the whole AFC is like 1-2 right now. But this is the break weekend here. 1-3. Probably tough to crawl back out of that, even though our division is not what we thought it was going to be. Ravens got one.
Ravens look sweet.
Steelers are 3-0. Bengals are 0-3. Which is fun to make fun of the Bengals and the Ravens. And the Steelers will come back down to earth at some point here.
We can make fun of them after we play them
true,
and beat them.
True, but this is the... This division is wide-ass open, and we fell flat on our faces and can't take advantage of it now. And that's what's killing me the most, is that what was supposed to be the toughest division in football, which could very well still be, we're three games in, I keep saying that. If we would be 2-1, 3-0 right now, oh my God, we'd be in the driver's seat. And it would be fantastic, even though we haven't played division games yet, but you know what I'm saying. So that's where we're at. I'm going to be brewing my ass off on Sunday. We got the folks coming in this weekend. Your folks, too, coming in this weekend.
Yeah, my mom is.
They wanted to see their a Cleveland Browns game at the Cleveland Bar in Chicago. So they're going to have a firsthand look at why I am the way I am. If this goes... south, but no, I have hope. It's Vegas. All right, we're playing the Raiders. Like, come on, let's do it. Anything else you want to end with? You have a prediction? I do.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, askmepeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, askmepeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm predicting a mobile quarterback Deshaun. Bringing the house down, getting the legs involved, finding that swag, and run it into the ground because we have no time left.
Even though we're not even talking about his press conferences this week, but thank God. I'm going to go 21-17 Browns because we haven't scored 20 points yet this season, for the love of Christ. Please, God, help us score 20 points, and the Raiders less than that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for listening to a really cathartic, therapeutic vent session from Raleigh and myself. Tune in next week. We'll have some interviews coming up for y'all. Don't worry. It will not be all doom and gloom.
Unless they lose, and it's going to be...
We're going to have fun. Yeah, we're going to have fun. Yeah. I mean, we're never not going to have fun. For Raleigh, for Paige, for myself, thank you for listening to Dogs of War Podcast, and good night, Cleveland.